In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. As we celebrate tonight the crown of the Master Feasts, the resurrection of the Lord, we rejoice. And as the prophet David, the king, and the psalmist described this day, saying, "This is the day the Lord has made." I say, as we celebrate this great day, we cannot forget that this is the first time since 40 years that we have this day celebration without our beloved Pope Shenouda III. And as you know, the first Easter he celebrated was in April 1972. And we are in 2012, exactly 40 years. And as we celebrate this feast, we feel that although he left us by body, and although we miss him so much, but also we have faith that he is now in better place, in better situation for himself and also for us all. We do believe that His Holiness now, as we said in his memorial service, has all the files that the church needed and still needs with him to present them to the Lord. And the main difference between the time before his departure and now is that he was praying while he was in flesh, like us and like many others. But now he is not only praying, but he is also interceding. He left the body, and the body is on earth in St. Bishoy Monastery, but his spirit is rejoicing now in the paradise of joy. And this is the resurrection. Or let us say, this is the last step for him before the permanent resurrection, before the second coming of our Lord, when he comes and takes all the souls who are in the paradise of joy, and to take those who will be still alive on earth when they leave immediately firstly their souls, and then he will gather the people who are in the paradise with the people who will leave the body and form the inhabitants of the heavenly Jerusalem in the kingdom of heavens. At that time, all of us will change. At that time, all of us will take the nature which lives forever. Our nature now can never live forever. Although, as we will say later, we have the power of the resurrection, but we are still in the body. We are still in the flesh. We are still struggling, striving, making an effort to keep the nature of resurrection which we received in the baptism and in the chrism, confirmation, to keep this nature as much as we can while we are on earth, while we are in the body, while we are under temptation, while we still having war between the devil, the Lucifer, Satan, and ourselves. But after that, there will be no need for struggling or striving or weeping or being tempted. All of that will leave. We will live here on earth. That's why we can say easily to our beloved father, Pope Shenouda, blessed are you. Blessed are you. You passed the exam in an excellent marks. And you are now in the best place, which every one of us dreams to reach it one day. As we say that to our beloved Father, also we ask him to pray for us. And if he was praying for us while he was in flesh, now, as I said, his praying or intercession for every one of us will be more effective, more listened to from God. Because he is now not anymore among the church which is struggling, but among the church which has victory, or waiting church for us to come and form the whole church one day. St. Paul today, in his epistle to the Corinthians, was describing the death and the resurrection in a very clear way. He described it with sowing and growing. When we leave the body is put in the ground. This is the sowing. This is the sowing. When you put the grain in the ground, you sow it, you bury it, and you water it until it grows and bears, until it bears fruits. Now, St. Paul said, all flesh is not the same flesh. There are also some bodies and terrestrial bodies. It is sown a natural body. It's raised the spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. And the last Adam became living, life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. We have the natural body now. And afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of the dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. Very important to know that through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we received the power of resurrection. And as he had the glorious body of resurrection, every one of us who accepted our Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected God, every one of us receives every time he partakes of the Holy Communion the power of the same resurrection that the Lord arose from the tomb on the third day, like today. We have to know. We do not just celebrate an event happened 2,000 years ago, but we celebrate a continuous power. Every one of us receives. Our Lord did not need to be incarnate, did not need to live on this world, did not need to die. That's why easily he resurrected. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was incarnate, he was incarnate for me and you and you and everyone in the whole world, whoever accepts him and believes in him. That's why the meaning of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is that he resurrected with my body that he took from the Virgin Mary, the body of dust, and gave this body the power of resurrection when he accepted to die on the cross, to be buried in the tomb, but he resurrected on the third day because of his divinity, which parted not from his humanity for a single moment, nor a twinkling of an eye. This is the meaning of resurrection that every one of us must know and be sure of today. That's why, if our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead like this day, then every one of us is supposed, or let us say, must resurrect with him. That's why St. Paul said, if we have resurrected with our Lord Jesus Christ, let us seek or raise our eyes above where our Lord Jesus Christ is now sitting. In another place, he said, if we have suffered with him, then we are glorified with him. The resurrection means he did that for me. He was resurrected for me. He took my body, which was under sin, betrayed by Satan, and gave it a power of resurrection. And before he left, on Thursday, as we saw 2 days ago, he initiated the sacrament of Holy Communion. For the first time, giving his disciples the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as of this moment, every time we come to the church, we renew the power of resurrection in our hearts and in our bodies. We are very glad today, and we are very proud to be called the children of God who received the power of resurrection. Now, just one question. If our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the tomb while it was covered by the stone or guarded by the soldiers, what about us if we want to resurrect with him? We have to leave the darkness of the tomb. We have to leave the prison of the tomb. We have to leave the corruption of the tomb. How? By pulling up the stone. To pull up the stone is to repent. And when we repent, then the stone will be pulled up, and then we will not live anymore in the darkness and in the prison or in the corruption. And this is the call of our Lord Jesus Christ tonight to every one of us. If you want to resurrect with me, please leave the corruption of the tomb. And the tomb here means death of sin, not death that we are mourning for when the spirit leaves the body. No, it's the death of sin. And the tomb which we prisoned ourselves in is the tomb of sin and iniquity and bad deeds, bad words, bad thoughts. We want to keep the spiritual nature that we received from our Lord when he was resurrected, when he resurrected from the dead, giving us this power of resurrection. If we want to be glorified with him, we have to suffer with him. If we want to have the spiritual nature, we have to leave the natural nature and to live not as the children of this world, but as the children of God, as Christians, because Christ's name is called upon us. Everyone now is called Christian, which means the person who carries Christ in his heart. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we have the power of the resurrection. Do not deny the power of resurrection in him, but rather live with it, use it, so as when he calls you to come and to leave the body on earth, you will find yourself ready and say, "Behold, I am here. Take me. I have this strong desire to be with you in the paradise of joy." Christus Anesti, may the Lord bless us on this blessed day and keep us in his hands and save our lives, because we don't want to lose the power of resurrection that the Lord paid a very, very precious price. He paid through his incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Roscoe, anche le sue, 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 anche le sue,